It's rare that high school athletes generate intense national media attention, but LeBron James is the clear exception. If you haven't heard of him, he's the 18-year-old high school basketball prodigy from Ohio, so talented that some of his high school games have been nationally broadcast, and so promising that he's expected to be the number one draft pick this year in the NBA. But the basketball phenom recently ran into trouble when he was declared ineligible for accepting two free jerseys from a clothing store, a setback covered on the front page of several daily newspapers. Today, a judge temporarily suspended the ruling and cleared the way for James to return to the court. Joining us now is Vincent Duffy from member station WKSU, who was in the courtroom today. Vincent, first tell us a little bit about LeBron James and exactly what got him into so much trouble.
Well, LeBron James is a high school senior, and he plays for St. Vincent St. Mary High School, and he is just an excellent basketball player. To watch him play is like seeing perhaps somebody who can play at the pro level play on a high school team. The problem is that he's also quite a popular celebrity in Northeast Ohio, and so he went to a sports clothing store outside of Cleveland. And while he was there, they took some pictures of him to hang up on the wall, and then according to the news reports, as he left the store, the people there gave him two what they call throwback jerseys, which together are worth about
$845. $845? Are these jerseys spun in gold or something?
Well, they are made actually out of the original material that the jerseys were originally made out of. By that I mean that there's only a few of these jerseys that are made, and if you get say a Gale Sayers jersey from the Chicago Bears, it's made out of the same material that Gale Sayers' original jersey was made out of, and they're very popular among athletes and with people in the hip-hop culture, and it's a supply and demand thing. They are, in fact, very expensive, two of them apparently worth $845.
Why was the Ohio High School Athletic Association paying such close attention to James?
Well, whenever you have somebody in high school who is this good, there are all sorts of temptations that are laid before them. It's expected that upon graduation, James will sign a $20 million shoe contract with one of the shoe companies. What drew their attention to him most recently was a gift that his mother gave him on his birthday, right at the end of the year. She presented him with a $50,000 Hummer H2 SUV, which has three TVs in it and a computer. And they were very concerned about where the money may have come from, because James's mother lives in subsidized housing and wouldn't be able to secure a loan under normal circumstances for this type of a car. She was eventually able to demonstrate that she secured a loan on her own based upon LeBron's future expected earnings. And so the Athletic Association said, well, that was okay, because no matter whether a student is an athlete or not, a parent can give their child any gift that they want to. But the jerseys, they said, were a different matter, that he was capitalizing on his athletic ability and his notoriety when he accepted these jerseys. And for that reason, they ruled him ineligible last week.
So today the judge cleared the way for him to return to the court, but not quite yet.
What the judge said was that there may, in fact, be, he agreed with the defense or with the plaintiff's attorney, irreparable damage to LeBron if he's not allowed to play, because this is his only chance as a high school senior to win the state tournament and perhaps a national championship. So the judge said that he was going to grant an injunction which allows LeBron to practice with his team and to play, but that he still has to forfeit one more game.
So what happens to the case from here?
Well, the judge will have an evidentiary hearing on February 19th, and at that time, he'll either make the injunction permanent or he'll rule that the association was correct in making LeBron ineligible, and St. V will have to forfeit those other games that he plays in.
Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you very much.
Vincent Duffy is the news director at our member station, WKSU, in Kent, Ohio.